Hey guys, welcome to this week's Answer KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I am your host, Vanessa Grimm, and KZN, it's been another epic week of fishing. Well, the heat has been oppressive, to say the least, but the sea has been producing some proper fish. And here on South Africa's only fishing podcast series, we have got all the news for you. So here's a little taste of what you can expect for this past week. Well, the heat has been oppressive, to say the least, but the sea has definitely been producing some proper fish. On your offshore side, the fishing has been absolutely wild, with game fish keeping the reel screaming, while the bottoms have been keeping the sticks bent. As for the rock and surf, the January heat has been beating down, but that never stopped the flatfish from taking any prisoners along the north coast. And we have got some epic catches to talk about in this week's show. As for your freshwater end, the dam rivers has dropped off a little bit after the massive rains we've had with this big heat, but the fishing is certainly starting to pick up, with your bass being in proper summer mood, especially in the mornings and evenings. The carp has slowed down a little bit, but the trout rivers have been producing the fish even with that high flow rate, and Jan from Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg is going to tell us even more about that. But before we kick off the show, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their feature product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltest Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
That's right, guys. The Daiwa MQ series is certainly the reel we're going to need, especially with all that inedible action being the talk of the town, especially up on the north coast. But let's start off with the south coast, as we usually do, with our south coast guru, Adam. And he has got some really epic catches to talk about. And here is his report for this past week.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. The 26th of Jan, 2023. And finally, Vinesh, we've got a bit of reprieve from this heat wave we've been suffering in KZN. I know it's been really hot and humid locally, but I think the guys up Richards Bay and Peter Maritzburg are pretty much used to this, as they're kind of going, well, it's a normal day. But us on the lower coast are definitely struggling with this heat, Vinesh. I know a lot of us have been sweating, but I do also know that some of us anglers have been sweating over our tackle recently, especially holding up against the amount of non-eds coming out locally, as it's been a lucky packet of sorts, if you will, of what you will catch in terms of non-eds. It's definitely been a non-ed show again for I don't know how many weeks now, and rock fishing for edible fish has definitely taken a bit of a back seat. There have been loads of sandies, duskies, hammers, pierogies that I've seen, some greys, plus diamonds, eagle rays, duckbill rays, and a honeycomb that has come out on the lower coast. The crazy part, though, Vinesh, about all these non-eds coming out is that it also have been some hound sharks coming out, which is very, very early for them. I'm not too sure why. Maybe just everything's lining up to be a good summer season. And also, there's been a handful of sandbar sharks that have come out. So, again, not something you sort of associate with the lower coast, but they have come out. I've seen the pictures, been there. You know, when the guys have been landing two of them, and I'm just going, wow, okay. So, we've definitely not seen those sandbar sharks in ages on this lower coast, unless the guys are keeping them secret, Vinesh. But it's definitely a sight to be seen. So it does seem that summer season so far is shaping up to be pretty good on the lower coast, with all your deep water points and some not so fish spots definitely producing some fish, mainly non-edible fish though, I would say. Now, Vinesh, for the edible fish. There have been some shared around with a few big ones in between, so definitely a decent bait for those non-eds. A couple of mullets in our rivers should be useful for those hound sharks or also for your non-edible fish. Plus, I know there was a Garrick now this week at Margate Pier and a King Bream or Black Tip Kingfish, as we know them. It also came out on lure by an angler of the name of Charles. I also do know that the old faithful Jimmy the Greek, as he's known locally, recently caught a few nice-sized bream, most of them hitting the 2 kilo mark at the Shelly Beach or Shelly launch site recently. So good to see an assortment of fish around town, Vinesh. So it's definitely been a non-edge show. I would say guys have definitely been coming in, buying a lot of 90-pound bitrace, nylon-coated wire. A few of the guys going for a bit of the heavier stuff, 120 and above, but I think 90 pounds should do the trick. And I do see a few guys catching a couple of carantine and blacktail around on the lighter stuff, sort of the 20-pound line trace. So it has been, again, as I said earlier, a bit of a lucky packet. Rock and Surf has definitely taken the show recently. I did see, in terms of offshore, a local angler that went out on his kayak off South Rim catching a massive cooter. So good to see that as well. So it looks like, again, lucky packet, Vinesh. We always loved paying 50 cents and opening those things, sticking your hand in and never know what you're going to catch. So it's definitely been one of those weeks. So moving into the weather, it's going to be a bit of a quick report this week, as it looks like it's going to be a bit of a northeaster sort of weekend. So again, non-eds, Vinesh. Thursday, early morning, north to south wind at about an 8 to 20 kilometer per hour wind, with the swell for most part of the weekend hovering around the 2 meter to 4 meter sort of height, I would say. I know Sunday is hovering around 2 meters to 4 meters until Sunday. Sunday does pick up quite massively, I must admit. Friday into Saturday, the northeast is going to be hanging around until Sunday, as I'd said earlier, where it swings to a southwester with the wind sitting between 20 k's an hour to 30 k's an hour, with the swell picking up slightly. So definitely looking to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday show for fishing, with Sunday kind of being out of it, I must admit. But otherwise, Vinesh, I do think that it's going to be an awesome weekend for fishing, as always. The wind's going to be on our side for non-eds. So all of you that are wishing to get a non-ed on your board, if you haven't got one already, head down to the lower coast, head to your popular spots. And I am sure if you put a mackerel bait, a bonito bait, a red eye, a mullet, a chocker, whatever, just pick a bait and throw it. And I'm sure you should pick up a non-ed. Otherwise, Vinesh and fellow anglers, have a super, super weekend. Stay safe out there. It looks like the heat is returning, so stay cool, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you so much, Adam. Looks like you guys are really blessed down there in the South Coast, especially getting some of those inedible species that are not so common in your area, like those hound sharks. Really great to hear about that. But you know what? Even you guys are even getting some of that edible fish and a nice mixed bag of that. Yes, you did say it's a lucky packet, but hey, who doesn't like any of those? And with this weekend being a northeasterly, looks like that non-edible action is going to continue. And as Adam said, pick a bait, can put it out, you're definitely going to get a pull. Now, moving on down to the Warner Beach and the Manzantoti area, we are with Gary, and this is his fishing report for this week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from Kingfisher Warner Beach here. Good morning to you all. This easterly is going, it really went yesterday. Gee, it must have been 30 knots. Yesterday morning was unbelievably warm on the beach. Gee, I tell you what, I haven't had that. I don't quite know if I've ever been that hot on the beach, but half past eight, the tide had gone out. Very little lay on the banks. There's been some bonefish around, a couple of sandies, nothing really exciting. A brown here and there, a prodigal of about six was taken. And the odd shad, lots of tiny shad, that sort of pocket-sized shad, and they're good for bait. And if they're around, and they're the numbers that they seem to be, those big cooter will be patrolling the backline, boy. There's some nice bottoms out deep, some reds and that, when you can get out. I know the chaps have been getting a lot of bonnies, some monks and them off fellas off Durban, Ricky, the whaling station side, been getting bonnies. A couple of cooter come out there. So all sorts of scads and stuff boiling on the top here. I managed to get a spoon into them yesterday morning, but just a couple of those tiny shad, literally smaller than the spoon. Yeah, that's it, chaps. Go well till next week. Let's see what the southerly brings. If it does, the glass is way down. So when it comes through, we'll probably sweat very nicely before then. When it comes through, I'll go and patrol and through to Caradine and back along the beach, see if I can find something there. Go well. Till next week, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. What a great detailed report, my friend. That is very exciting to hear that the offshore fishing, yeah, that kuta is certainly sitting behind there, feeding on that small pocket size shad. But yes, at least on your rock and surf, there has been some action with that browns and sandies in between. Now, moving on to Durban, where the news is really exciting from Mike V and Brad. This is their report for this week.
How's it, my bud? Yeah, the fishing has been very good the last couple of days, especially the further north you went, the more bite you got. Ray was at Cozy with his team fishing competition up there. Absolutely smoked the fish. Honeys, sandies, all sorts. Complete mixed bag. Coming further down north, Durnford's been throwing some lovely fish. Tugela's been throwing fish. Amdanzini's been throwing fish. Amatikulu's been throwing fish. Mainly diamonds, but there's been sandies, honeys, some big sharks in the mix as well for those guys. And I know, yeah, there's been a lot of fish around, especially the further north you go, more bite. The middle north guys had the odd fish in it, but the water's been super warm. So the guys have been able to find cold patches of water in between all that, have found some good fish. Sandies also, again, just your normal innards for this time of year. Durban, a lot of grey sharks. That's been pretty much about it. Odd diamond ray, but plenty of greys in Durban. And then again, the further south you go, the cooler the water gets again. So the fishing's been better down that side. Again, sandies, honeys, diamonds. Good couple of sandbars around in that middle south coast area for some reason. Not sure why. But yeah, there have been a good couple. I've heard about 10 or 12 already come out. The bay's been throwing lovely grunters still. Apparently there was a lot of snapper salmon the other night. And a couple cob there. Some lovely kingies on the artificials have been coming out between the two piers and in the bay itself. Offshore, one of my customers had told me they lost two nice sailies. There's been some tunny, a lot of kuta, a lot of snook, things like that. Haven't heard much on the bottom side, but yeah, the fish has been on. And then Thursday changes again to a northeast, Friday, Saturday with a big west Sunday. So yeah, let's hope that it brings on more bite. Cool. Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week, well, how can we all say? We've all been living in this lovely land of KwaZulu-Natal where it's been undeniably very, very warm this week. Well, on the positive side, the water temperature has got to a lovely 25, 26 degrees. It's cleaning up really, really nice out in the deep. On the fishing side, there has been a few tuna, some Dorado. Yeah, guys, they're generally all around that shipping area out in the deep where the water definitely has improved. On the bottom side, there's been a couple of yellowtails around the Glen Ashley Flats area and on the deeper wrecks. Couple of heelbacks up far north. There's still some scooter and snook happening off the slotty side. Yeah, guys, but yeah, go out there, have fun, be safe, and guys, just be careful of the heat. Drink lots, stay safe. Good luck and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Brad and Mike. What a fantastic report of Durban and those surrounding areas. What did I say? It is absolutely epic at the moment. All that inedible action, great fishing in the harbor, and kuta, Dorado, yellowtail, and some fantastic bottoms on your offshore side. Durban is certainly the place to be. But as Mike was saying, the further north, the better the bite. So let's get into it. We are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito, and this is his fishing report for this week.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. Enjoying this slightly cooler weather that we've been having in the last 2 days. It's been an absolute scorcher in KZN for the last 2 weeks, and I think everybody's going to be appreciating the slightly cooler weather that we've been having in the last 2 days. I think will affect the fishing somewhat, for most people negatively. But I think everybody can kind of look through that according to the heat that we've been having recently. We had some really good fishing in the last week. I think for the most part, the guys had fun with the flatfish, the diamonds, a couple of sandies I saw coming out. You saw one or two browns. You saw some nice honeycombs. So just a good all-round bag of inedibles. And we saw those coming out mainly on the north coast. But some of the guys caught in the basin, the Durban Basin. Some of the guys caught in the Belita area itself. But for the most part, up north. And I think we're still going to have a good run in the coming week. I see there's a lot of conflicting winds coming up in the next few days, meaning southwest, northeast, southwest, northeast, just alternating. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's not good for the inedibles. So we'll see what happens in the next week to come. And guys, just please keep us posted on all of these things, because it is nice to take a look at what's happening and be able to give our customers the tackle that they require for the right species that are feeding at the present time. So it helps out everybody. And then as far as your edibles are concerned, we've had a decent run of smaller edibles like Wave Gary. We've had a ton in the Belita area, which is quite nice if the guys want to go down and either throw lures like little 2 and 3 inch drop shots, or throw a small choco bait. The guys are catching a lot on prawn as well. Just a very, very small prawn bait. And if I go down and target them, I target them on one of two hooks. I either use a little size 6 or size 4 mustard bait holder, the red ones. They've got very nice barbs on the shank. So you can make a long, thin bait, which is a little bit easier for those fish to get in their mouths. They don't have big mouths. And because I've got the barb on the shank, it makes it a little bit easier to rig up as well, to actually put your bait on the hook and make it look presentable. The second hook that I use, if the fish are really small and they're struggling to get even a thin bait in their mouth, I'll go down to a little ring chinu, either in a size 6 or a size 4. And those are a much shorter shank, but they are unbelievably sharp. They got a really nice wide bend for the length of their shank, which means that if you make a small bait and it's now shorter and fatter, more rugby ball shaped instead of longer and thinner, you're still going to get a good exposure of that point, which is going to benefit your hookup rate. And when you're using light tackle like we do for these fish, you absolutely have to consider that when you're picking your hooks and your rigs and all of that, because if you've got very light line, you're not going to be able to set the hook if the gauge is too thick or if the barb is too big. So hook choice is absolutely important. You cannot stress it enough. But if you select one of those two hooks, the red bait holder and the mustad or the mustad ring chinu, you cannot go wrong. And so take the kids down and go have some fun with the Wave Gary. And apart from the Wave Gary, you'll catch other species in the mix, like your stone bream, your blacktail, carantine, little cape stumpies, the moonies, all of that type of stuff. They all eat the bait that you're going to be throwing out for Wave Gary, which again are choco and prawn. You can use sardine, but it's just a little bit more difficult to bait up a small hook with sardine because of the composition of it. It's really soft and delicate bait, and a lot of the time when you're cottoning that bait onto the hook when it's so small, it starts to spin around the shank of the hook and it starts to deform. The cotton will often crush the bait. So stick with your choco and your prawns, and then have some fun with all of the other species. They're all going to be feeding in the same area. They're all right on the shore break. When I say in the shore break, you can cast so shallow that when the waves start to recede, sometimes you can actually see your trace lying on the surf. That's how shallow you need to be casting for some of these fish. Obviously, depending on the area that you're going to be casting, fishing. Sorry, so you'll be fishing in Belita at Willards, for example, and there is a really, really short stretch of beach there that is incredibly productive with scattered reef lying all over the shore. And I find that if I put a bait on the reef or close to the reef, I might get a bigger species like a bronze bream or something like that, but I will generally catch bigger species. If I want to catch wave Garrick and have some fun or throw some drop shots. If I don't throw within 2 meters of the shoreline and work it kind of horizontally back or perpendicular, you know, to the reef, I really, my strike rate just plummets. It goes right down. So location is also very important. Apart from the rock and surf fishing, we've had some decent offshore fishing. The guys are still catching some really decent kuta. And when I say decent, I'm talking in the range of 10 to 25 kilos. We haven't really had anything massive this last week like we did the previous week, but there are good numbers. And the snook are still around, which is really nice. It's so good to see that the snook are keeping the guys busy, especially in the interim while we're waiting for all of those big tuna to start coming through. I've mentioned in my previous reports that that the tuna in my area, in the Belito, Westbrook, Salt Rock area, the really big ones between 30 and 40 kilos, always come out in the region of March every year. And you're going to pick up your live bait, you're going to drop them on the live bait mark, and you're going to have a lot of fun with them. And in the build-up to that, it's normally quite quiet. You'll catch a couple of Dorado later on in the summer months and all of that. But for the most part, the snook have just been keeping the guys busy, which is quite nice. And we just hope it sticks like that. A couple of tuna moving through. I did hear that there was really, really good heelback fishing at the moment if you're still going to do some bottom fishing. So, yeah, guys, that's about it. Let us know what happens in the next week. And, yeah, thanks so much.
Wow, Jesse, what an absolutely legendary report, my friend. I absolutely love it. Thank you so much for that. All that inedible action up the North Coast, a mixed bag of inedibles coming out. Certainly the place to get those rods stretched, but I really like your advice on those hook choices for scratching around for that wave, Garrick, and you know how to work that bait across perpendicularly. Absolutely amazing advice, my friend. I'm a big fan of the mustard red bait holder, but for my scratching species, I kind of like the Marucci light gauge circle hooks. I've just never missed a fish with it. It's got the right gauge and that, what's it, the 93654R. That is my go-to hook, a number 14 or a number 16 when I'm fishing off the surf. 100% a hook of my choice. Guys, looks like the offshore fishing is also doing well in Belito with that kuta on the bite and the snook still being out there. Belito is certainly the place to be, and I am definitely going to be heading out there this weekend. Quick stop at the lychee farm and go and try for that wave, Garrick, with the kids. So now moving up to Ntanzini Bank, we are with Nick with a very interesting report, especially about fishing those MPAs, which is your marine protected areas. He's got a very interesting report of what he's experienced over this past week.
No, morning, Vanessa. Well, the kuta are back here, and so is the snook. I've been catching the snook in the Garland Linton Reef area. Even the guys on their surf ski, they pull spoons down their surf ski with a bottle, a 2 liter Coke bottle. When the fish bites, they let the bottle go, paddle after the bottle, and then the fish fights itself tired. Sort of some way of catching fish, but yeah. Most of the kuta are coming out of the Harry's Pats Edwards area. A lot of nice bottoms being caught. On the beach, the guys were catching cob, but stacks of them, literally hundreds of cob. Looked like square-tailed cob to me. They were catching from Matikulu down all the way up towards Zedboom. That's a bit unusual for this time of the year, and I also think it's a bit unusual for that amount of cob to be caught. Down the main beach, yesterday the water was clean, 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 with a tiny, very small sea. Interesting is that last year, there were quite a few black spot sharks caught, and this year, seems like nobody's caught one yet. And it was strange, because they hadn't been recorded down in Ntanzini until recently. And I think the guys were hoping that they would become resident. It didn't appear to be so. But if anybody catches a black spot shark, they don't go very big, but a meter 20 at the most, and have a round dot on their fin. They must obviously be put back. And if you can report, just so that I can forward the information on. Talking of which, about sharks, Remember, this is a marine protected area and it is a no-take zone for sharks or any flatfish. You can't even use a diamond as live bait. They must all go back. Technically, the definition or the interpretation of the act by Isabella is that we're not even allowed to target these fish. But you know as well as I do, if you've got a head out, the chances are good you'll pick up some of those fish, even though you're targeting sharks, for example. River has just started to get nice and clean. Nothing really big has been caught recently. You know, the river is still full of what you call it juvenile fish. The best place to catch fish still up at the mouth. Oh, sorry, yeah, one guy did get a very big malabar. The biggest, I haven't actually seen a picture of it because you threw it back. But he reckons about 5 kilos. And also a river snapper of about 3 kilos. Well, the weather doesn't look too bad on the weekend. Those guys are just thinking of coming through. Flatfish have been caught off the beach. I know we've got some skippers coming up from Devon over the weekend. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much, Nick. Another great detailed report, my friend. Thanks for having your ears on the ground. Yes, thank you for letting everyone know that Mtanzini Banks is a marine protected area and we're not allowed to take some of the species that are out there, especially those sharks. But I'm glad to hear that the Kuta is on the bite as well as hundreds of cob. Whoa. Yeah, looks like it's definitely the place to be. So, guys, that is Mtanzini Banks. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie, and this is her report for this week.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you're doing well. This past 2 weeks, fishing have been on and off because of the heat. But I yet managed to go south, where there were plenty of big salmon and slingers. English also got dorado in the deeper, clearer waters, as well as some elephant tuna and sarasaras. One angler in particular have been hunting for some broadbill on the 500 and 600 meter ledges. He managed to land a huge thrasher shark and a blue nose, which was super awesome to see. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of grunters and rockards, as well as some small kings. But that's all for now. Thanks guys, and tight lines.
Thank you, Ellie. It's so good to have you back. And wow, what a catch, a blue nose and that thresher shark. Wow, 500 meters of water, he's certainly fishing deep. But I am glad to hear the rest of the offshore in Richards Bay, as cooking as it is, the fishing is cooking as well. Now, moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vital, we are with Jeff Ashwood, who is back for the first time this year with his report of what's happening further north.
Morning, Vinesh, and all your listeners. Jeff here from Legacy Charters in Lucia. Yeah, sorry, it's been a wild ride over the festive season. But yeah, hopefully now I'll have a little more time again to do some updates on the fishing, especially deep sea. Once again, folks, it's been tough. Most of our coastline, I believe. But there are still a few fish coming out. The odd kuta now is starting to come. The dorados were far and few between. There's also been one or two GTs that have come out. Thankfully, the guys have been returning those. Also, the odd yellowfin tuna. But sadly, folks, not much happening on the deep sea front, and pretty much the same with us with fatback fishing on the beaches. It's also been difficult and tough to find quality fish. Until the next time, folks, be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much, Jeff. It's so good to have you back and to have your honest reports of what's happening up at St. Lucia and Cape Vital. Yes, it has been some difficult fishing, especially in this hot climate, but at least that kuta is on the bite. So, guys, now that rounds off our saltwater report for the KZN coastline. Moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg, and this is his report over this past week.
Hey guys, so after a spell of quote-unquote decent weather, we finally have a break in that heat spell. So happy to be looking forward to a wee spell and reduced temperatures over the next little while. While the, again, quote-unquote decent weather was great for getting your tan levels up and maybe even a dose of heat stroke, it's not good for the fish, I'm afraid. Some species clearly do better in the warmer conditions, but for the most part, the very warm water surface temperatures hold much less oxygen, and when fighting a fish for an extended period of time, mortality rates skyrocket if you're practicing catch and release. Based on weather conditions, the Natal Flyfishers Club have closed all their still waters with immediate effect late last week. The Water Subcommittee reported that nearly all the still waters have surpassed 22 degrees centigrade surface water temperature, which, as mentioned above, puts fish into a critical situation. The NFFC will continue to monitor the conditions on a weekly basis and will reopen waters when water temperatures have reduced significantly for an extended period of time. Prior to the water closure at the end of last week, however, there had been a single return from the NFFC, which reported a few fish in the 33 to 43 centimeter bracket, but just a single return, which does show that anglers are savvy to the effect of water temperature on the fish. So I see the question being asked, what about the current cooler conditions that we have as of right now? Word from the NFFC is that the daily air temperatures have been 30 degrees plus and more for the last 2 weeks, and nighttime temperatures are not really reducing significantly enough to make any real impact on the water temperatures. So while there are some cooler temps and even some rain in the forecast over the next week or 10 days or so, it's still pretty much a waiting game for the trout boys. The benefit of the warm, shall we say hot, rainless, dry spell that we've had recently is that water levels have been dropping, which is good for the river anglers, who after the recent heavy rains were looking at taking up whitewater rafting as opposed to fishing. But as with the still waters, the daytime temperatures affect even the moving water, and the rivers are also running hot. Some at 20, 21 degrees, and a recent NFFC return from one of the river beats in the Dalgo Valley noted that the water temperature of 25 degrees. So guys, how about a poached trout? Not for me, sorry. As mentioned last week, current water temperatures should or will curtail any thoughts of trout for the time being. So apart from trekking down to the coast, let's see what other possibilities we have to get your line wet here in the Midlands. The first port of call for many of the warm water anglers is, of course, bass. While reports of fish are still being kept on the lowdown, and I roll my eyes significantly here, word does sneak out every now and again. Local angler Tyron McGarry, fishing the banks at Albert Falls, reported a tough fishing last weekend, but managed a good couple of decent fish and even a hungry carp that snacked up the fluke. Midmar is also still reporting fishing well. From the socials, frogs is a hot topic right now, with every single angler having their own favorite. Bottom line is, they all work. Choose the one that tickles your fancy and fish it. You will catch fish. And being a dry fly angler myself, nothing beats a topwater bite. As mentioned last week, the Major League MLF events kick off this weekend at Albert Falls Dam. Note that the event is not an invitational, so it's open for everyone. So get in if you want a part of the action. Coming up fast is the 19th edition of the very popular New Hanover Prep, a bass fishing competition, which takes place on the 11th of March. Entries are open and you can enter online. Check the socials for a link, otherwise come and give us a shout at the shop. Your second warm water fish, or the group of fish that is, on the list are the cyprinids, which include carp and yellowfish, and we have a couple of choices here. Word from the water is that both Midmar and Albert Falls are fishing well for carp. Midmar is producing numbers of mainly younger, smaller fish, while Albert is producing fewer fish, but bigger. The Natal yellowfish, also known as a scaly, but also known to many as your quote-unquote freshwater bonefish for their big propeller and fighting skills, is a popular fish with both fly and conventional anglers. The rivers are still on the full side in the lower sections, but are dropping, and there have been some excellent scaly reported recently over the last week or so. Fish in the upper 50 centimeters bracket and a couple over 60 centimeters. Now these guys will put a proper bend in your stick, so go and hunt them out. And then of course, there are the small and largemouth yellowfish of Sterkfontein. Sterkies, as it is known, is considered to be a world-class dry fly fishery, and recent reports showing that it is on fire at present. It's not too far. You can be on the water within a little over 2 hours from Peter Marisburg. So guys, we still have a couple of fishing options. Tight lines to you all, and do pop into the Kingfisher Peter Marisburg for the best in tackle and advice. And we'll catch you all next week.
Thank you so much, Jan. Yes, I totally concur with the NFFC closing the dams for a while. Until that weather conditions cool off, we certainly need to do whatever we can to protect our species. And we definitely do not want any of that poached trout, as you mentioned. And did I hear correctly? A carp on a fluke. Talk about KZN being on fire at the moment. Well, no pun intended with that. I'm learning from Jan over there. Guys, guys, that rounds off our freshwater report for this week. In fact, that rounds off our show for this week. Looks like KZN is certainly epic at the moment. Some real hotspots out there, but that also means a lot of fish. So guys, with that northeasterly wind still blowing through, it is inedible season in KZN. So guys, get out there, get those rods bending, get those reels screaming, and make sure, as always, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.